Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast. Author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions we all have about hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead, it should inspire us to use our time on earth wisely.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today we are answering the question, were the authors of the Bible ignorant men? Well, some think that those who penned the scriptures were uneducated fishermen, weak individuals who were passive and needed a crutch in life, or had accomplished very little. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. First of all, many were very educated, some of great wealth, some with high political positions, some were prophets of God and ministered to the kings, and some were great military generals.
That's so true, Bill. And secondly, they were a people who feared the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, as Proverbs 9:10 states. Now, people who criticize the Bible don't fear the Lord, and they don't even have the beginning of wisdom. They may have some knowledge in an area, but no wisdom. And the definition of wisdom, according to the Vines Dictionary, is understanding and prudence, insight into the true nature of things, the ability to discern modes of action with a view to their results. In other words, you are able to discern the truth of a matter, know the proper steps to take with a view to the end result. That's what wisdom is. And many today can't see the truth and have no common sense, but they'll criticize the Bible.
Right.
You know, and just as in Jonah 4:11, where God states, in Nineveh, where 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left.
Right. So they were not very wise. Now, the authors of the Bible were also inspired by God himself to write all the words in the entire Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And then in Luke 4:4, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now, he just told us that every word of the Bible is the word of God. Now, let's take a look at some of the authors of the Bible. First, Moses. Now, in Acts 7:22, it says, he was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. Then in Exodus 18, verses 13 through 26, it says he judged all the hard cases of the 3 million people that he had led. Now, he stood boldly against the most powerful evil dictator of his day, the Pharaoh of Egypt. He also wrote the first 5 books of the Old Testament. And Moses was called the friend of God in Exodus 33:11. And only 2 people were called the friend of God in the Old Testament. And Abraham is the other. And that's in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 7, Isaiah 41:8, and James 2:23. Now, Moses' name is mentioned 848 times in the Bible. And he is the only person God has ever spoken to face to face. So that's pretty amazing. Now, Joshua. He was a great military general and statesman. He won many military battles, and he also led the 3 million people. And he commanded the sun to stand still in order to win a battle, and the sun obeyed him for the space of almost a whole day. And that's in Joshua 10:13. And he led the people of Israel to victory in the land of Canaan, establishing them in the promised land. So he was quite a guy.
Yes, and these do not sound like ignorant men.
No.
And then there was King David. He was the greatest king that ever lived. He conquered thousands and won many battles. He slew a lion and a bear with his own hands. He slew the 13-foot-tall giant Goliath, a man of war, and ruled over Israel for 40 years. The nation of Israel reached prominence like it had never known before under his rule. It was said in the scriptures that he had a heart after God. He wrote so many of the Psalms. Jesus will reign on earth from the throne of David. God shows great honor to him by reigning from his throne.
That's right.
And then there's Solomon. God made him the wisest and wealthiest man to ever live, King Solomon. And this is in 1 Chronicles 1:12. It states that, "Even the queen of Sheba was amazed at his wisdom and wealth and the order of his kingdom. She said that she had heard of his wealth, but once she saw it," and she came and actually saw it, "and she heard his wisdom in person in answering, and he answered all her very difficult questions. She replied, 'The half wasn't told to me.'" And that's in 1 Kings 10:7 and 2 Chronicles 9:1 through 9. He learned almost everything in life. Solomon wrote hundreds of proverbs full of wisdom. He built the kingdom of Israel to its greatest wealth ever in history. And after all of his many accomplishments, he summed up life in one statement. He said in Ecclesiastes 12:13, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man."
Boy, a profound statement, and yet most don't listen to that. Don't take that advice. So he was quite a man. Now we look at Daniel. In Daniel 1, verses 19 and 20, it says he had 10 times the wisdom of all the wisest men of Egypt. He had interpreted two dreams of King Nebuchadnezzar when none of the wisest people of the king could interpret his dreams. And God had Daniel interpret them. God gave Daniel the wisdom, and he was made ruler over all of Babylon, only second to the king. And that's in Daniel 2:48. And we look at Samuel. He was a priest, a prophet, and a judge. He anointed Israel's first two kings, Saul and David. He helped shape Israel into a monarchy whose kings were to be God's servants. That's right. So now we go on with Isaiah, right?
Yes, I was going to mention. That's amazing. Anyways, Isaiah, yes, absolutely. He is considered one of the greatest prophets in the Bible. He was a learned man from the royal tribe of Judah. His pedigree and command of the language marked his stature and his message. And for almost 60 years, his message ministered to kings such as Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. And 2 Peter 1:21, this also is talking about the scripture and the prophecy. It says, "For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Standing up and speaking the truth to kings takes boldness. And since the king had the power to take off their head.
That's right. So that took boldness to stand up.
That took boldness to stand up to the king. Absolutely. And being bold, as the prophets were, is not an attribute of an ignorant, weak person.
That's right. Then we look at King Nebuchadnezzar. A Gentile heathen king was ruler of one of the greatest kingdoms on the earth, Babylon. Now, he actually wrote chapter 4 in the book of Daniel. He became proud of all he had accomplished and claimed he had done it himself. Well, God humbled him, and his understanding was taken from him. And that's mentioned in Daniel 4:30. So for the next 7 years, he lived like an animal outside and ate grass, and his nails grew like claws. Daniel 4:34 states, "And at the end of the time, he said, 'I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven.'" That's him speaking, a heathen king. So, he got saved. Now God can remove anyone from power quickly and greatly humble a person. But yet, even though he was not a Jew, God gave him back his kingdom after those 7 years. Then we look at Matthew. In Matthew 9:9, he was a tax collector. Now, a tax collector had to know math, could take shorthand, and spoke several languages. This was required of a tax collector.
So he was a bright man.
Right.
And then you have Luke. He was a doctor. Colossians 4:14 calls him the physician. He has been described as a first-rate historian for his attention to detail and his accurate reporting.
That's right.
And then, of course, there's the Apostle Paul. Acts 5:34, 20 and 22, verse 3, says he's learned under Gamaliel, who was considered the greatest scholar and teacher of his day. Paul wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, and scholars have commented on his brilliant writing.
That's right.
The Apostle Peter, he wrote several books in the New Testament. He owned his own fishing boats. He raised the dead by the name of Jesus. Even his shadow passing over people would heal them. He was one of three disciples included in Jesus' inner circle.
That's right.
And then there's James, the half-brother of Jesus. He was exposed to the wisdom of Jesus. He wrote about wisdom in James chapter 1. And the Believer's Bible Commentary states, quote, "It is a masterpiece of didactic writing, a string of pearls. This man presided at the Jerusalem Council. He was notable as a very Jewish Christian. James had a very good reputation for devotion to the law among Jews. The book has many resemblances to the book of Proverbs. James issues instructions more profusely than any of the other writers," quote.
So he was another important person. Then we look, in addition, others who are described throughout the scriptures are also worthy of mention. For instance, Adam, who named the entire animal kingdom. And we look at Noah, who built a very seaworthy vessel that withstood a worldwide flood. Job was the wealthiest man in his time, and God said there was none like him on the whole earth. Abraham was extremely wealthy and had 300 servants who were also a trained army. Isaac and Jacob, who were also both wealthy, and even the Philistines envied them. Joseph, who was positioned by the Pharaoh to be second in command of all of Egypt. Then we have Boaz, was a man of wealth, who owned land, produced crops, employed servants and workers, and I could go on. So a person might want to investigate the Bible for themselves before making an ignorant statement about its authors.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to leave us a rating or comment. We value your feedback. Stay in touch and learn more about this ministry by visiting us at soulchoiceministries.org.